Blog Talk Radio.
Doing it is the Greg Squirrel Show right here on a rainy, soggy Monday in Northwest Arkansas. I want to say hello to all my fantastic buddies and friends out there in internet land. Do you want to say internet land or radio land? I don't know. But the bottom line is, you know, I've recovered from the butt kicking that Arkansas received against the University of Alabama. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, nobody said Arkansas was going to have an easy season. You know, but kind of like Coach Belima, you know, I didn't come here to see players quit. And it's about that time of the season. I mean, we're not going to make it to a bowl game, so we might as well start working on next year. Let's get rid of some of the dead wood. If they don't want to get out there and represent with pride that hog that's on their helmet, then their butts need to be sitting on the bench. And let's get some players out there that have a little heart, have a little desire, and want to play some Razorback football. I get very pumped up and excited about football. And that's how I feel about this. So, you know, I'm still supporting my hog. And Coach B, I mean, you got our support here from the Greg Squirrel Show. And I'm putting that question on Facebook right now. Is it time for Coach B to bench some of these lazy bums and get some players on the field that have some heart and want to play like true Razorbacks? Call in 347-326-9073 with your answer. The phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. If you think it's time for Coach Belima to get rid of some of them lazy bums and get some players on that field that really want to play some football, call in. Let us know what you think. As always, it is Monday. And it's wet. I hate wet Monday. But I got my smoothie. Or what's left of it. Hey, I am happy to announce I have lost 20 pounds, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I hit the big 2-0 mark. And I am happier than a two-pecker billy goat, however happy that is. 20 pounds down. Still got about another 20 to go. Started out at 265. My target weight is 225. And I want to say thank you to Rhonda and the crew over at Fayetteville Nutrition Center If you're in the Northwest Arkansas area and you're interested in losing some weight, regaining energy, regaining your life, give me a shout. I want you to take the 3-day challenge at Fayetteville Nutrition. And I guarantee you at the end of that 3-day challenge, you will notice a difference. So if you're interested in taking the 3-day challenge, there is the issue is out there. If the 3-day challenge, and if you don't feel better by the end of those 3 days, then no harm, no foul. But I guarantee you, I did it. I've got several friends that do it. I got a friend named Crystal over in Oklahoma. She took the 3-day challenge. She was so pumped about the way she felt, she signed on the weight loss program that I'm using. And in little under 2 weeks, she's already lost 5 pounds. So we're going to give a big shout out to Crystal. And congratulations to her. And, you know, I guarantee you, you try this program, you're going to lose some weight. If you don't lose weight, it's your own freaking fault because you are not trying. And that's basically true to any weight loss program. But this program, you take a drink of one of these smoothies, and your first question is this really healthy? Is this really going to help me lose the weight? But then when you sit on the scales for the first time and you see 5 pounds gone, 17 days later, you see 20 pounds, or 17 days, 7 weeks later, you see 20 pounds gone, it's going to make you a believer. I wore a suit. I had an event to go to. I didn't wear my tux. I just wore my regular dark gray suit. I hadn't been able to wear that suit in almost 2 years without it literally cutting me in half. And I was actually able to put on the pants. And I actually had to drag out a belt that I had outgrown. So if I'm lying, I'm dying. But I had to drag out a belt to wear with this pants I wore over the weekend. And I hadn't been able to wear that belt since first of the year. I was literally on the last hole on that belt. So, there you go. I mean, if you're interested, you can give me a call. Send me an instant message on Facebook. We can talk about the program. And I guarantee you, you get on it, and you're going to like it. So, let's talk about some stuff that happened over the weekend. Got some people saying hello to me on the Facebook, so I'm shooting them some messages back real quick. And we're just having fun here on a Monday. Kansas City, got some NFL football. Kansas City, still undefeated. They won over the weekend, so I'm happy for them. The Cowboys handled the Philadelphia Eagles pretty easy, so I'm happy about that. So it's all good. I mean, it is all good. Chicago lost. Got some people asking, how do we listen to the Greg Squirrel Show? And I'm putting that on here right now. There you go. Got Greg Owens. He's going to be trying to call in here in just a little bit. We always look forward to having people on the show. It's all good. I mean, what can I say? 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. Want to say hello to Scott Lowe and my buddies over at Battleground MMA over in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Got some great stuff going up on up there. Still want to put the word out. I mean, if you're an MMA promoter or pro wrestling promoter, boxing promoter, and you have events coming up, and you have an MP3 commercial for your event, we got great advertising packages for as low as $25 a month. And we will advertise your event and be glad to run your commercials on the air all the way up till the day of the event. And we'll even go one further. If I am announcing your event, we will even do a live remote from the venue that afternoon. Maybe get some of the fighters on, let them talk about the event. And, $25 a month. You can't beat it. So once again, if you're listening to the show and you know a promoter with event coming up, or you are a promoter with events coming up, call me up, 888-361-8725. That's my business phone number, 888-361-8725. Call on in and we will get you hooked up. Got to say a big shout-out to my buddy Michael Ward. He is out there in La La Land listening to us today. As always, we enjoy having big Mike Ward, my Native American brother, out there. I mean, they are getting it on like Donkey Kong. Spike 22, Van Buren, Arkansas. Don't forget, we got that big event coming up Saturday, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Extreme Fighting Inc. presents Extreme Night of Champions. And they got that big event coming up at the Fort Smith Convention Center Saturday night. Limited room only. Limited room only. If you do not have your tickets, then it's probably too late, because Extreme Night of Champions, an intimate event. They only had like 750 seats available. And last I heard, tickets were going like hotcakes. Some great fights lined up. Just about every single title that Extreme Fighting Inc. recognizes is on the line Saturday night. So I'm not going to be there. I got to be out of town. But I wish Extreme Fighting Inc. all the luck in the world, and I hope that they tear the roof off. So, Extreme Fighting Inc., they're going to tear the roof off of Fort Smith Saturday night. So, there you go. 347-326-9073. World Series, just a couple of days away from getting started. That's right. I am excited. We got the St. Louis Cardinals going to be duking it out with the Boston Red Sox, and I am calling the St. Louis Cardinals in five games or less. St. Louis Cardinals, five games or less. So there we go. That is my call. Don't forget, we got Monday Night Football, Minnesota, New York. Kind of a sleeper. I'm going to go with Minnesota on this one because I just don't see the Giants getting over that hump yet. So there you go. Got hockey going on tonight. Colorado, Pittsburgh, Calgary, L.A., San Jose, Detroit. That's your hockey going on. Then we got preseason NBA basketball, Milwaukee, Chicago, Philadelphia, Cleveland, New York, Toronto, and you got Dallas and Houston. That's preseason NBA basketball. So there you go. All right, boys and girls, we're going to have some people calling in here, but right now we are going to step out for just a short little while. We got about a 30-second break coming up here, and we got Greg Owens going to be calling up here in a little while. We're going to have him on the air. Y'all hang tight. We want to say a big shout-out to Hallmark Cards. To leave that lasting impression with Hallmark Cards. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and any fine card. Once again, hey, we'll be back in 30 seconds right here on Greg.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Tatua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Love that song. I mean, just something bouncy and perky to cheer you up on a wet and rainy Monday. I don't know if where you're listening at. We got listeners in Oregon, West Virginia, Florida, California. I don't know what the weather's doing there, but right here in the central part of the United States, we got rain. I think on the phone line, we got Big Bad Greg Owens in the house right here on the Greg Skrill Show. Greg, is that you?
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's up, brother? What do you got going down?
Oh, I was just calling in to remind all the listeners and everything that we got Blackout Fight Championship going on this weekend. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Fight start at 7. $25 minimum entry fee. It's going to be a good night. Just hope to see everybody come out and just watch all of them support the fighters.
Where's those fights going to be at?
They're going to be up in Carthage, Missouri.
Right, right, okay. I was thinking that was the event, but I couldn't remember for sure. Now, you're fighting on the show this time?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'll be fighting Frank Byers. We're both undefeated, so it's going to be a really good bout. So.
Cool, cool. Hey, Greg, I want to get your opinion, Greg, because you fight, you know, pretty much all over Missouri and everywhere. What do you think about a lot of the turmoil that's going on between some of the promotions and stuff there in Missouri?
Well, honestly, I was actually talking to one of the managers about this the other day. You'll have your good promotions, and you obviously have your bad ones and everything, but I don't know. As far as, like, the turmoil goes between all that stuff, I let my my coach deal with all that stuff, honestly.
Right, right. And not all by me, you know. And that's normally the way it should be, you know. Because I've had some promoters up in Illinois, you know. He jumped my butt because one of the other promotions in Illinois calls me. And he jumped my butt about possibly announcing their events. And I had to remind him. I said, hey, man, I'm freelance independent. You don't pay me to be your exclusive announcer. So, I mean, you can't tell me, unless you're willing to put me on an exclusive contract, you know, you can't dictate to me who I announce for and who I don't announce for. And I'm sure you feel the same way. Unless they're willing to pay you an ungodly amount of money, they – certain promotions can't dictate to you who you fight for and who you don't fight for. So, you know, I try my best to stay out of the behind-the-scenes stuff, but sometimes there has been one or two issues where I've just, you know, had to say something, you know. So, but for the, you know, like I say, for the most part, and I'm sure you're the same way for the most part, if you whatever's going on between you and this other promotion, that's between you guys. Leave me out of it, and so go on and go on.
Yeah. Well, if we ever like run across that, you know, well, obviously not going to fight for that promotion anymore. But I mean, as of right now, I haven't really came across anything bad enough to where I wouldn't want to be on somebody's show. I mean, I've heard of there being like a couple promotions around the Missouri area that I shouldn't be fighting for because of, I don't know, just like it gets given itself like a bad name and stuff like that. So I don't know, I've just been trying to stay away. Like you were saying, like from behind the scenes kind of stuff, I'm just trying to like, try not to be on those kind of promotions. So.
Right. I understand. So, man, what's going on else with you?
Oh, well, I mean, other than training a lot and getting fights and just hanging out with family and being family man pretty much. Not really besides getting in the cage and pulling them wings.
Right. So is this going to be your last fight for 2013? Or are you going to try to get in one or two more? Where do you stand on that?
November 23rd, we'll be fighting on the UCW, the return card. And then I believe that might be my last fight for the year. And then hopefully get it going back come January.
Right. And, you know, I'm excited for Eric, you know, over there at UCW. I mean, he outgrew his other facility, and now they're taking it to the Shrine Mosque. And this is one of those guys that have gotten out there. He's worked his butt off, you know, trying to put on good fights, good shows, and the hard work is starting to pay off. When he's outgrew the Howard Johnson Event Center, and now he's having to take his shows to bigger venues, and now he's starting to do pro fights. So
yeah,
that's
actually the one coming up. The return is it's a pro am event. So
right.
They're going to be like four or five, I think, pro fights on that card, and then the rest are all amateur. But there's going to be quite a few like champion bouts also that night. So it's going to be a good show for sure.
Yeah, going to be a good show for sure. Well, Greg, hey, man, I appreciate you coming on. We got some other callers waiting, but, you know, our phone lines are always open. Anytime you got fights coming up that you want to talk about, let the folks know about, you're free to call in anytime. Any quick shout-outs or anything you want to give?
Well, I wanted to give a shout-out to my homie Chris Gregory and my teammates from Fight or Die. And then, obviously, my family and stuff, they're all going to be out and watch the fight that night. So, can't wait for it. It'll be a good one.
All right, well, man. Well, Greg, as always, good to hear from you, brother. Like I say, you just call on back in here anytime you want. We love to have you.
All right, thank you.
All right, man. All right, let's jump over here on this other phone line. I think, speaking of Chris Gregory, are you there? Hello.
Oh, can you hear me now?
There you are, Chris Gregory.
I had it on mute. My kids are running around here acting a fool, so I had to mute. I had to mute while Greg Owens was on, man. How you doing, Gregory?
Hey, pretty good, big man. What's going on with you and your part of the woods?
Well, you know, as you know, Greg was just on talking about Blackout Fighting Championships, and I'm actually the matchmaker on the card on Saturday night. I'm stoked, man. You know, this is the first time I've ever been able to matchmake a card. And, you know, I've built great relationships with fighters all over Missouri from me just covering the sport. And, you know, I've been able to put on a great card without screwing any other promoters over. Actually, I've talked to Eric Stevens, you know, because his show is so close to mine, you know, and Blackouts, we were able to, you know, oh, well, you know, that guy's fighting there. Let's not screw each other over here, you know. And we were able to do that, and I'm putting on a fight card with 12 regional champions, two title fights, and, you know, a lot of local talent. And also, I just want to say we have an Iraq war veteran with one arm that will be fighting. His name is Joshua Rector, and I can't wait for that fight. That's personally the fight I'm waiting for out of all these fights.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you see a guy with some kind of disability and yet he's not letting that stop him, you got to automatically respect that guy, whether he wins or whether he loses. You just got to respect that guy already for not letting something like losing an arm or whatever keep him from getting in the cage. I mean, my hat's off to that guy already.
Absolutely. And you know what? I also want to say I respect his opponent a lot because no one else would take this fight. And Brandon Collins said, hey, I'll take it because he is a veteran and I don't want to leave the guy without a fight. He fought for our country, so I will step in the cage with him. I had to talk a lot of people into trying to take this fight. Like, I'm like, no, he's good, man, you know. Just because he has one arm doesn't mean he's not good. Trust me, he's good. Like, I went in the gym and I watched him because I wasn't just going to put a guy on my card. You know what I mean? I wanted to make sure that he was able. You know, this guy has gold medals in grappling. He's doing big things, and this is going to be his debut. I can't wait, man. That's just, you know, it's such an inspiration for guys, anyone outside of the cage that want to get in it. Anybody can do this. It just takes a lot of hard work and training. Dedication.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, you look at all the sports, that there is, and you got guys, you know, WWE, they had Zach Gowen for a while, one-legged, but yet that didn't stop him from becoming a professional wrestler. I mean, you got guys like that, and I'm trying to think right offhand, there was a major league pitcher, you know, was the same way. He was one-handed, and so it was amazing just watching this guy's reflexes, because as soon as he pitched, he would hold his glove with his other hand. As soon as he pitched, he was shoving the glove on his hand so he could react and try to field the ball if he needed to. And I mean, you just got to respect, you know, guys like that, you know, no matter what sport it is, MMA, wrestling, football, whatever, that will not, you know, let stuff like that stop them. I mean, so I wish I was going to be there Saturday night, but I'm going to be in Oklahoma doing some stuff, so unfortunately I'm not going to be there. But, you know, definitely, hopefully sometime in 2014 I can check out some blackout events and see what you guys got going on up there.
Yeah, actually, we stream online pay-per-view. It kind of fluctuates. We do pro-am and we do amateur shows, so it's like $9.99 to $14.99. I believe this one's going to be $14.99, but, you know, it's available. These fighters are getting the exposure that they need, and, you know, I mean, I just love the fighters, man, and that's what it's all about.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm going to ask this question because I see a lot of questions. Fighters get discouraged and stuff, and they think about giving up. But what do you say to somebody like that? You know, they're not getting support at home or whatever. What do you say to a guy like that who's talking about giving up? If there's anything you could say to somebody like that to keep them pumped up and keep them going, what would it be?
Look, just keep pushing, Not everyone has a great home environment. Try to make your gym your family environment, you know? Try to make the people around you in your gym your family. And I think that's the best way to go, man. And you know, you have that support, not only at home, which you should have, but at the gym also. And where I go to the gym, I feel like that's a family. You know, if something happens, they're there to help me. You know, those are the guys I call. You know, I don't know, man. Just quit is just not in my heart, and it shouldn't be in anyone's heart. If you're thinking about quitting, I mean, I know guys out here that are 1-5 that are still trying to get wins. You know what I mean? They're not quitting. They're still trying.
Oh, yeah, and that's what you can do. I mean, I don't know how many times I've come across fighters because, you know, I have fighters talk to me all the time. And I says, Greg, man, well, what do I do? And I said, man, just don't give up. I mean, that's the important thing is just don't give up. Eventually, you're going to hit that niche. Maybe, you know, change your training style. You know, even if you have to, as much as you may like your current team, sometimes maybe a switch of a team. You know, just don't give up because eventually you'll find that niche and you will take off in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, so, you know, y'all have the event up at Carthage this Saturday night. What other events do you got coming up that you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, actually the same night, you know, the same night, there's Battleground going on too. Battleground MMA, I believe, out in Oklahoma somewhere. Not sure where that's at. There's a lot of events the same night that I'm supporting, you know. Even at Buffalo Run, the same night, we're about 100 miles away. Well, I'll be supporting that show as well. You know, I'm a media guy and a matchmaker, so, you know, I gotta be cool with all the other promotions too. And, dude, there's just so much stuff coming up. Blackout has October 26th, Carthage, November 9th, Emporia, Kansas, November 23rd, Pro-Am, Fort Scott, Kansas. It's just going crazy. There's just so many shows. It's hard for me to keep up, and I'm trying to bring as many people on board MMAtopic.net as possible.
I know what you mean because, you know, I've made friends in the 12 years I've been doing the ring announcing, and it's like this weekend all of them are fighting somewhere because you mentioned the Battleground show over in Oklahoma. You got Greg Owens and some of the guys fighting up there Saturday night, and then down in Fort Smith, Arkansas, you know, there's a show going on down there. So it's like, this is the weekend. If you're wanting to see some good MMA area, there's a show going on in your area somewhere. So if you miss it, it's the fans miss it. It's their own fault.
Exactly. And just because there's a show the same night as another show, it doesn't mean that you can't support all the shows. You know, I mean, it's all about supporting local MMA no matter where you're at.
Oh, exactly.
Like I said, I'm trying to get Clint to go head-to-head. Let's do Arkansas versus Missouri or Arkansas versus Kansas. Let's do something like that. You know, these promoters, if they would get their heads, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but heads out of their asses, then they would work together and they would make more money. And you know most of these promoters are about money and want to make more.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that is all about – that is what it's about, because, you know, you see these fighters chirping at each other on Facebook and the other various media outlets, but yet it's like, okay, how do we get these guys in the cage? And a lot of times the promoters just don't want to do it for some reason, and I'm like, you're looking at gold, you know?
Yeah, champ. I mean, that's kind of what I got going on. That's what I looked at in putting together the card on Saturday night is champ versus champ. You know, I brought in guys from Sugar Creek Showdown, that's the champion down there, and then the Cage of Honor champ. I mean, I just brought champs in from everywhere. I'm stoked about the event. You know, this is I work really hard on this, and I'm hoping it pays off with a big crowd.
All right. Well, Chris, we're going to let you get off here. Is there anybody out there you want to give a big shout-out to before we let you go?
Yes, I want to thank Travis Corder, Dusty Spaulding from Blackout Fighting Championships. Of course, I want to thank you for letting me come on, and I want to thank all the fighters that are fighting for me on Saturday night. We really appreciate you guys, and we hope to, you know, make the show great for you guys. So thanks,
all
man.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man, like I say, anytime you got an event coming up, hey, you feel free to call in anytime, and we'll help get that event promoted. Shoot us a commercial. If you get radio commercials for the events, we'll be glad to run them for you, and, you know, we'll help promote this stuff.
For sure. I'll talk to you about that the next show, for sure. I mean, I know we're only a week out from this one, but on the next one, for sure, I'll get a hold of you, Squirrel.
Thanks. All right, man. Hey, appreciate you calling in, Chris.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. I mean, hey, like he said, there's shows all over the place, and if you're missing out on some great MMA action this weekend, it is your own fault. We're going to step away for a little bit. We're going to get a quick word from our boys over at Battleground MMA, Scott Lowe and Company. Yes. It's Monday. It's a great Monday. Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Show. Oh man, I love having people on the show. I mean, oh man, want to say a big shout out once again, Chris Gregory, Greg Owens. They got that big show right up there, Carthage, Missouri. Get up there, check that show out. I wish I was there announcing that show, but once again, I'm going to be in Oklahoma getting my stuff on over there. So it's going to be a good time. Don't forget, we still got birthdays and shout-outs coming up. So we're going to do that at about 3:45-ish, somewhere in that neighborhood. Just a bunch of fun stuff. So, I mean, cannot beat it. Once again, I want to give a big shout-out to our buddy Eric Stevens, Uncivil War, going to be coming to Springfield, Missouri Shrine Mosque on November 23rd. So check out Uncivil War on Facebook or look them up on the Internet. You can get your tickets. Yeah, it is great stuff, homie domey. I just say homie domey? All right. Man, a lot of big injuries in football over the weekend. Sam Bradford, quarterback for the St. Louis Rams, he's out. Jay Cutler, quarterback for Chicago, is out. I know Indianapolis had a big injury to one of their wide receivers, so he's out. Alabama Crimson Tide had a big injury to one of their safeties. So, but in good news, Tim Tebow may have a job. Word going around is that the St. Louis Rams are possibly looking at signing on St. Louis is looking at Tim Tebow. I was trying to read a message here. Kind of got a little sidetracked by the message I was reading. Got to say hi to my friend Amy Misner. Is it Misner or Meisner? I keep forgetting. All right. Should I be discouraged? I mean, should I be discouraged when I go to watch a MMA event and I see a ring announcer who, you know, I'm posting this on Facebook as I ask this question. Should I be discouraged when I go to watch an MMA event and I see a ring announcer who looks like he just walked off the farm and it's a, and I had contacted this promoter about announcing for him? I mean, sometimes it gets to me because I enjoy what I do. I take my job very serious when it comes to ring announcing. I'm not the best. I've never claimed to be the best. But, yeah, it just kind of sucks the life out of me, for the best way to put it, when I go watch an MMA event and they got a ring announcer, you know, that looked, like I say, looked like he just walked off the farm. Jeans, a shirt, I mean, I don't know. And I guess when it's also been a promoter that I'd contacted about announcing. I don't know. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's a ghetto favorite. It's Granny Hulkster.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, Granny Hulkster.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm making a big old pot of beef stew in my crock pot, and I'm going to make cornbread here.
Oh, hey, today's the day for it. With all the rain and cold going on?
Yeah. Well, you know, see, I'm having my colonoscopy screening tomorrow, so I am on a liquid diet today, so no solid foods, no dairy products, and nothing to drink after 8 o'clock in the morning, and my procedure's not till 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Ugh.
So I'm making a big old pot of stew. That way, tomorrow when I get home, everything will be ready, and I can have some nice beef stew to put in my tummy after not eating for 2 days.
Right.
So, you know, I'm going to be hungry. So, you know.
Oh, I bet.
But I thought beef stew sounded really, really good, you know. So, and I'm cooking it for my wonderful husband, too, so he can have something good to eat. If it gets done, you know, by tonight, you know, in time, he can have some nice good old beef stew with some cornbread and for supper tonight. So, you know.
Oh,
I'm having my angiogram on Wednesday. So, you know, this is going to be a really tough week for me as far as, you know, doctors and things go like that. But I was a very happy camper yesterday because my Chiefs won. So.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know. Of course, and, you know, they're the only team now that's undefeated in the NFL, which,
that's,
you know,
that's
makes
right.
me very happy. So
I actually went 2-for-3 yesterday because Chiefs won, Cowboys won, but the Bears lost.
Ah.
So those are the three NFL teams I make an effort to keep up with, and so I went 2-for-3. So I'm pretty happy with that.
So is Mr. Clint Davis on here today with you, or are you solo again?
I don't know what's going on with Clint. I don't think Clint likes the new time frame.
Ah.
So kind of makes it a little rough for him to make it, but hey, you know, it is what it is. No hard feelings. I know I know XFI is getting ready for that big MMA event Saturday night in Fort Smith. So I know he's busy.
He's probably very busy.
So, no. So, did you happen to catch any of TNA last night?
No, I did not.
I
did not watch the pay-per-view, so no, I didn't, unfortunately.
I didn't watch the pay-per-view, but I did get results. as I always do, or I try to anyway. TNA does have a new world champion. AJ Styles did defeat Bully Ray.
I saw that on Facebook this morning. I did see that on Facebook, so I was quite happy with that.
So you know, I'm not sure, you know, I don't know about that story. I mean, I guess the reason I'm not quite don't know what to think about that storyline is because it's kind of getting too real, because, you know, Dixie and her family, they pretty much hold the money bags for TNA, and yet it's like, you know, it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've let so much good talent go because they thought bringing in some of the bigger name, more established talent would help. And it really hasn't, you know, because they had guys like Alex Shelley, Jay Lethal.
I got to meet him. I think it was the year before I got to meet him at TCW in Fort Smith at the Event Center.
Right. I mean,
he was very nice, very nice person. I really like Jay Lethal.
Yeah, I mean, they've had some great talent, but yet don't let them go because they want to bring in guys like Hogan, Kurt Angle, guys like that, and they really aren't, as far as I'm concerned, they're really not helping that much. I mean, maybe that's why they gave the ball back to AJ Styles, is because he was a, you know, as far as I can remember, he's been one of the TNA originals. He's
mm-hmm.
been there. He's helped build that company.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now that I guess Hogan is gone, it makes you wonder which way they're going to turn now, because the last I checked, Hulk Hogan has signed no new contract with TNA. They have taken his picture, anything and everything that had his picture on it, they've taken it off. So, as far as I know, Hulk Hogan is no longer associated with TNA.
That's what's my understanding.
So it really makes you wonder, you know, are they going to bring back Jeff Jarrett? Or because he was backstage at the pay-per-view last night. So it just makes you wonder where they're going to go. Personally, I have several feelings about TNA. I think they need to go back to what was really one of their main niches, and that was the six-sided ring, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was one of the best things that they had going for him. And I forget who it was. They asked what he thought about the traditional ring compared to the six-sided ring that TNA had. And he said it opened up doors for more moves. Whatever move that you were already using, the six-sided ring kind of helped make it even better. You know, and so I thought that was one of their big niches, and that was one of Hogan's things. When he came in, the first thing he did was got rid of the six-sided ring, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've tried bringing in, you know, they tried to Rampage Jackson, Tito Ortiz, bringing these guys in, but, you know, you haven't seen them on TV for the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, hopefully TNA is going to get it turned around before they no longer exist. I mean, surely there's somebody out there, you know, whether it be Jim Cornette. I mean, Paulie Dangerously, he's kind of under lock and key with the WWE right now. But, you know, there's still somebody out there like a Jim Cornette or, you know, somebody that could really, you know, jump in there, convince Dixie Carter and her family, because they have the bankroll, and convince
mm-hmm.
them to let's go get back some of this talent that we've let go, And let's get back to what made us success is building some of these new. I know Adam Pearce was backstage at the pay-per-view, former NWA World Champion. He was backstage at the pay-per-view last night. So, you know, be interesting to see where the storylines go from this point forward.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wanted to touch on what you were talking about when I first called in, Greg, you know, about you feeling like, should you be discouraged? Well, I've never heard you announce an MMA event, but I have heard you announce a wrestling event. So, in my opinion, no, you should not be discouraged because you do take pride in what you do, and I know that. And you, when you're at an event, you dress very professional for that event that you're doing. Now, if that promoter or whoever, you know, wanted somebody else, in my opinion, that's his loss. But no,
well,
you should not feel you should not feel discouraged because you are good at what you do. And I just wanted to say that just from my personal opinion, my personal speaking, because I do know you. We've known each other a long time. We've been friends for a long time. And I'm not saying that just because you're my friend. I'm saying that because that's the facts. I mean, you do a great job at what you do, and you do take pride in your work. And if that promoter does not see that talent in you and he chooses to hire somebody that comes dressed in a T-shirt and blue jeans or whatever, that's his problem. That's his loss.
Right.
You know, he needs to realize the professionalism of that particular event that is going on.
Well,
but
and I think
I just wanted,
and I think it has a lot to go back to. It's an image thing, because mm-hmm. you want your promotion. You know, you want your promotion to go somewhere, and you know. I mean, in my opinion, your fate, your image is what you put into that cage. I mean, you can have the great fights, but it also takes a great ring announcer.
That's right.
I mean, I've seen ring announcers that were supposed to have done, you know, been in movies, done radio stuff, but yet they get into the cage, they can't even pronounce town names right, you know. And so I'm sitting there thinking, really? I mean, not to be bashing anybody, but it's like you get what you paid for, you know. And I've admitted it on several times, I'm not the greatest. I make mistakes.
Everybody,
you know?
Does
everybody, and everybody does. So it's like, you know, I know maybe I'm beating a dead horse, I don't know.
But no, you should not feel discouraged because you do an excellent job at what you do.
And I try to, and that's the point is I try to. So when I do catch myself making a mistake, I make a mental note so the next event I know not to do that. And sometimes it may take two or three times because I am a slow learner. But I'm always making notes. Okay, maybe I can do this different, or maybe I can do this different, or maybe, you know, I'm always making mental notes. Every time I announce an event, I make a mental note because I do try to do the best I can do. And so, and I guess I do something right, or else I wouldn't have been inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame.
That's true.
You know,
that's
so, you know, all I can do is I can keep calling their promoters, and, you know, and I understand these promotions that have guys that they've been using, and I respect that. And it's just, and so, you know, those are the guys I don't get mad at. But like I say, it's when you go to some, I went to a show just not too long ago, and I had talked to this promoter about announcing for him. So he invited me to come watch his event. I did, And yet here's a promoter, like I say, had on a pair of blue jeans and a pair of cowboy boots. He looked like he just walked off the farm, didn't take a shower. You know, now I'm not going to say that the guy didn't do a good job because he had a good voice, but it's still the image thing. Because if, you know, and it's like the old expression goes, is it because he got this guy for a lower fee than what I could have charged him? But it's like I'm, you know, kind of use my DJ business as a reference. It's like I tell people, you got to spend money to make money. So, you know, I'm always upgrading lights because I want my DJ shows to look the best they can look. Well, it's the same way with my ring announcing, you know. I take pride in my appearance. I'm always, unless the promoter says don't wear the tux, you will always see me in a tux, shirt, vest, tie. Sometimes I do the little banded collar shirt with the nice button cover on the top button, but you will always see me looking the best I can look. And so, anyway, let's get off that subject.
Okay.
So what else you got going on?
Oh, not much. Went to the knee doctor, and they gave me my first gel shot last week. I had my second one today. I've got three more to go. They say gel shots work. They're looking at a total knee replacement in about 2 years. If the shots don't work, they're looking at a knee replacement for me in less than 6 months. So Dr. Arnold said the osteoarthritis, it's getting very close to being bone on bone. So, you know, I mean, I'm trying not to be discouraged about this, you know, because, you know, I'm trying to be faithful, you know, that, you know, God's in control of this whole situation. And
oh, yeah.
I know this. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's frustrating, but, you know, in the same aspect, I have to just go on with the situation and just deal with the situation as it comes up, you know, and like I said, the next couple of days are going to be kind of rough on me, but I'm hoping that I get good results and, you know, we'll just go from there, you know. But I know I got a lot of people praying for me, got a lot of friends and family out there praying for me, got a lot of my Facebook family and friends praying for me. So, you know, I've already had a lot of phone calls from very close friends, you know, say, hey, let me know what happened, keep me posted, you know, call me, you know, and let me know what happened. So, you know, and I appreciate that, you know, because I know that I've got a lot of people out there that's got my back, you know, and just watching over the situation. So, you know, it is what it is, and I have to deal with it, and, you know, but life goes on. So, you know.
Well, all you can do is just keep your chin up, know it's all in God's hand, because, you know, God is the ultimate physician, and, you know, God will put his hand and on your situation and make sure that you're taken care of.
Oh, yeah. We all know who the great physician is, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
And but I just, you know, I kind of got tickled last week. I was watching Monday Night Raw. I kind of got tickled last week what happened at Monday Night Raw last week, but that was kind of enjoyable to watch. So...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
And they want to take it out. And, you know, Triple H is going to try to take out some punishment on Big Show and the Rhodes. Hey, he's the one that made the no disqualification rule.
That's right.
So he has nobody to blame but himself. And he
don't
want
to take,
and he shouldn't take it out on the... And he shouldn't take it out on Dusty and He shouldn't take it out on Dustin and Cody, because they were just taking advantage of the situation. He would have done the same thing.
And you know there was nothing that, you know, they didn't say the Big Show couldn't go buy a ticket and go watch the show.
Oh, exactly. So, I mean, it gets crazy sometimes. I mean,
it does. It does. I mean, but you know, I still, you know, kind of disagree with the storylines that they're, you know, going with. But you know, I just, you know, like I said, I don't agree with that. But you know, that's just the way it is. And if they think that that's good for business, well, you know, more power to them. But so,
oh man, who knows? Triple H is kind of reminding me of Hogan. I mean, everybody knows why Hogan's still around, because Hogan just can't get out of the spotlight. And Triple H is starting to remind me of the same way. And I even put it on Facebook the other day. He needs to decide what he wants to do. Does he want to be COO and run the company, stay behind the scenes and do the job, or does he still want to be the wrestler, where he can get out there two or three nights a week? I mean, do one or the other, but don't do both. Don't do both, because that just, I had this experience a couple of years ago when I was working with one of the minor league football teams in the area. And the general manager at the time, well, he still wanted to play. Well, that caused problems on the field, because when there was a problem, instead of going to their position coach or to the head coach, they just went straight to the general manager, who was also a player. And that just don't work, because your coaches will get mad, because your players aren't listening to him, because they know the GM's on the field. He should be the one they're listening to. It just don't work. So, So Triple H just needs to decide what he wants to do. Does he want to be a wrestler? Does he still want to be a wrestler? Or does he want to step back and be the COO? You know, one or the other, because we all eventually know that he's going to get overlooked in the future anyway. When Vince steps down, it's going to go to Stephanie.
Oh, yeah.
Shane, I'm really not sure how much interest Shane McMahon still has in the wrestling business, because we know he stepped away from the company two or three years ago. That's why you haven't seen Shane McMahon around, because he's off doing his own thing. So it's just one of those things. We know that when Vince passes away or he decides to retire, that unless he's – I ain't going to say what I'm thinking, but it's eventually going to go to – and it's eventually going to go to Stephanie. And if Vince is smart, he'll take a look at what's going on with TNA, see the job that Dixie's doing. And, I mean, Stephanie may have the upper hand due to the simple fact that they have the money, but, you know, how hands-on is she really, or how much coaching is she actually getting from Vince? And then when it's time to step, and when it's time to step out on her own, you know, is she going to be able to get the job done?
Oh yeah.
So
well,
anyway.
I just thought I'd take a few minutes out of my day and just call in and say hello to you, and you know, glad you're doing well, and hope you're doing well, and everything like that. So.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. When is the next TCW event?
Vicksburg, Mississippi, November 2nd, River Rage. That is going to be Alpha Rot's manager, Ken Kelly's. He is going to be having a special retirement celebration, apparently. It's going to be an interesting night in Vicksburg. I wish I could be there for that show, because Lily has been suspended from the Vicksburg event. And Titan, from what I understand, is going to be facing Tarver again in a very special stipulations match. the winner of the match has to be able to put their opponent on a stretcher.
Infamous stretcher match.
Yes, yes, but Lily is going to be suspended from that event. She is not going to be allowed to even be there. John Saxon is going to be in a lumberjack match against the exclamation point Steve Anthony. Americos is going to be facing Prince Al-Farad, and I'm sure Al-Farad is not very happy about that, but that's, you know, besides the point. Just a bunch of great matches in Vicksburg. You know, I know tickets are on sale online for that event on TCW, their website. And then their next event in Fort Smith is going to be November 16th. Now, that is called Last Stand. And we are definitely, we've already got our tickets for that because the main event is going to be Parker's Posse against the Empire. And this is going to be an 8-man elimination tag team rules. And the winning team will take over control of TCW.
Yeah,
now, of course, we all know who the Empire is. Tim Storm, the exclamation point, Steve Anthony. I like to call him Mr. $5.50, Matt Riviera. And then, of course, Golden Girl, you know, Greg Anthony. You know, he is the Golden Boy fans, but, you know, Grady likes to call him the Golden Girl. So, against Parker's Posse, and that is going to consist of John Saxon, Scott Phoenix, King Shane Williams, and Tommy Dreamer.
Now, what is the status on Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry?
Well, you know, he made the decision in, you know, Fort Smith that he was going to, you know, he had made the announcement earlier that evening that, you know, he was, for his health, he was going to have to retire. And, you know, we were all, you know, like, oh, you know, how's that, you know, and everything. We were, you know, kind of, not so much surprised, but, you know, a little disappointed. But then later in the night, he came out and helped Alan Steele and basically made the announcement, screw what the doctors say, genetic perfection is back. So genetic perfection is back together.
Right.
But they are not on the heel side of things. They are more of a, I guess you just could call them a face right now, you know, which I like that because I can root for them.
There you go.
I mean, you know, it's not very often that, I mean, you know, let's face it. Genetic Perfection was not one of Granny Hulkster's biggest fans of people to cheer for. But, you know, now that the Hounds of Hell have, you know, kind of dominated TCW for a while, and, you know, and they've kind of stuck their nose in Genetic Perfection's business and kind of, you know, did some things to Rich Rude that, you know, we didn't see a lot of Rich Rude at Nashville, you know, because of the injury that took place to him in Fort Smith. There at their last event that they had in Fort Smith. So, you know, needless to say, it's going to be very interesting what takes place in Vicksburg, you know, what takes place in Fort Smith November 16th, you know. But like I said, huge lineup. Tickets are on sale for both of those events, you know, on their website. And fans, you know, if you're in the Mississippi area, you're not going to want to miss Vicksburg, Mississippi. I mean, if you've never seen TCW, you should check them out because they're pretty awesome. And I'm looking forward, you know, God willing, and my health allows me to be there. And, you know, I'm planning on being there November 16th for Last Stand. Now, that will be the last event that TCW will do for 2013. from what I understand, they're going to be taking the weekend or the month of December off, you know, because I guess from what I understand, 2014 is going to be a pretty big year for TCW. So, and also this Saturday, I really don't have much information about it. I do know that at Little Rock at the Comic-Con event this weekend, a lot of the TCW stars are going to be there at Comic-Con this weekend at the La Quinta Inn in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Cool.
They can get information, I believe, on the TCW website for that as well. So fans, you know, like I said, a lot of the TCW stars are going to be there. I believe Genetic Perfection is supposed to be there. Even though Lily has been suspended from the Vicksburg event, she has been instructed by Colonel Parker. She is going to be in attendance at Comic-Con. I believe Colonel Parker is going to be there. I believe Tom Simon is going to be there. Lots of your favorite stars from TCW are going to be at Comic-Con this Saturday in Little Rock. So fans, you know, anybody in the Little Rock area or nearby, I don't have, like I said, I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of information on it, but I know they can kind of maybe get some information from the TCW website. So,
well, I know,
or even
I know.
And even on Facebook, if you go to their TCW Facebook page, I believe there's probably some information on there as well. So,
well, all right. Well, I know you're going to help keep us in touch because I thought I was hooked into the TCW website or on their page, but I haven't been getting any notices or anything, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's just the regular TCW wrestling on Facebook, and excuse me.
But this one says, yeah, but this one says New York, so I don't know if it's the right
one.
Well,
I don't know why it's saying New York. For they have not actually figured that out, but I believe it's the right one. If you just like the page, then you will be able to see updates and everything that they're doing.
Oh, okay.
So, but that's about all I have today, Mr. Greg. So.
Well, all righty, sweetie. Well, I appreciate you calling in, as always, because, you know, we love some Granny Hulkster around here.
Well, I love to be on every once in a while when I can, so.
Well, all right, Granny Hulkster. Well, give Anthony a big slap in the face for me. Tell him I said straighten up.
Okay, I will.
All right, you be good, and you know you're ready to. You're welcome to call in anytime you need to, Granny Hulkster.
Yes, sir.
All righty, you be good. Have a good week.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Don't you just love that lady? God, I just love having Granny Hulkster on. Let's just send thoughts and prayers. If you're listening to the show, whatever you're doing right now, just stop, take a quick minute to say a quick prayer to the Lord Savior. To Granny Hulkster, Lord Savior, we come to you at this time. We ask you to just raise up Granny Hulkster and your divine spirit, and we just ask you to watch and look over her, look after her with her medical needs, and, you know, look after the husband, look after Anthony. You know, we just ask you to raise these good folks up because they are good people, and they are worthy of your praise. And I think I said that right. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, Lord. We just ask you to, you know, put your hands on Granny Hulkster and hope all her tests and everything that she's going through comes out positive, and she's going to be around for a long time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. There we go. Normally, I ain't afraid. You know, hey, if you don't like the fact that I worship an almighty Savior named Jesus Christ, then you don't have to listen to the show. There you go. All right. We are going to step away because we got birthdays and shout-outs coming up. We're going to step away at this time. Let's see. Let's go down here. Let's find a good song. Let's do that song.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're going to step away at this time. Don't forget, birthday shout-out coming up. 30 seconds right here on the Rick Squirrel Show. See ya on the next time.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Tutua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Turn the microphone on. Is it me or did that cow remind me of my ex-girlfriend? I don't know. Hey, we got birthdays. Here we go, birthdays coming out. We got Victoria Harris. Happy birthday. Lucas Miller. Happy birthday. Bo Kafka. Happy birthday. Lakin Palmer. Happy birthday from the Greg Squirrel Show to these great people up there. Let's copy this. We're going to post this on Facebook real fast. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from the Greg Squirrel Show. Goes out to, wow, she, I didn't know she was that young. Not that that's a bad thing, I mean, anyway, I'm going to shut up, I don't want to offend anybody. All right. I love the way I do this because I'm too lazy to do it any other way. All right, there we go. Got our birthday list done. Now if I can just get rid of this little ugly blue box, so I can post it. There we go. All right. 347-326-9073. Amy over in the chat room loves the chipmunks. You're a demented child, Amy. You are demented if you like the chipmunks. But that's all right, because Christmas is just around the corner, and I'm going to be dragging out some serious chipmunk stuff. All right. Hey, we got shout-outs. Trinity Mitzi Delitza. Hold on. No, we don't want to do that. We want to do this. Crap. It won't let me do this. Well, it's going to let me do this if it's the last thing I got to do. Okay, there's that. There's that. Copy. Please. All right. All right, we're working on our... If you hear dead air... The Greg Squirrel Show. It would help if I spelt my last name. The big shout out goes, the Greg Squirrel Show gives a big shout out to the following people: Trinity Sanchez, Mitzi Brooks, Delinda Richardson, Christina Rose. Melinda Phelan. Amy Meisner. Becky Calhoun. Cindy Popka. Papa. Something like that. And Crystal. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to Crystal. Crystal, she's got signed up on the same weight loss program I've gotten signed up on, and she has lost a little over 5 pounds already. So there you go. So there is our big shout out. It's beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. 347-326-9073. So feel free to call on in here. We got about 10 minutes left on the show today. We're going to be kicking it till about 4:30. Then we are going to get ready to go work out for a little while. Do want to mention thoughts and prayers are going out to Reno, Nevada. Another idiot shooting up a school out there this morning. I hope the little turd head rots in jail. So there you go. That is my thoughts on that. If you don't like it, fight me. All right. Don't forget, you got Monday Night Football. Don't forget that the World Series, that starts, when is that, Wednesday? Let's take a look down here. Yes, I believe that is Wednesday the World Series starts. News out of Detroit, Detroit Tiger manager Jim Leland, oldest active manager in baseball, has announced he is stepping down. Let's see, I'm trying to looking at any other things. Not really anything else too hot going on there. We're just kind of, Brad, we got 10 minutes left, so we're just kind of browsing down. Bill Belichick makes a goofy call during overtime and apologizes. Let's see. NCAA is going to be announcing their decision on the Miami, Florida investigation. Boom, 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 boom. Let's see here. Really don't see a whole lot going on there. I actually started to hum the Muppet Show's theme there for a second. Let's see here. Let's push that button and see what happens. Hey, there we go. Had a remarkably clean race at Talladega Sunday. Jamie McMurray won the race. Dale Jr. came in second. Let's see here. I was looking for the standings in the race for the chase for the cup or whatever the heck they call it. Let's go up here. And the race for the cup, it looks like this. Johnson, Kenseth, and Harvick tied for second. Kyle Busch, Gordon, Jr. is in sixth. Biffle, Bowyer, Kurt Busch, Kyle Edwards, Ryan Newman, Joey Logano, and Casey Kane. So there's your race for the cup. Shout outs. And let's see, anything else going on we need to mention? Not really a whole lot else going on. So UFC announcing that they're looking at doing an event in Australia. That ought to be good to see. See how the Aussies like some of that style. Just checking the other headlines, and if there's anything that we want to give a shout-out. All right, that's it. Well, hey, we're down to about 5 minutes, so I recommend we go over here and we find some good go-home music. What's some good go-home music? Yes. Don't know what this music has to go with going home, but it just sounds tranquil. Makes you just want to go sit on the beach, open up a cold one, and chill. Who's into that with me? Who wants to just go to the beach, open up a cold one, and chill? There we go. All right, boys and girls. Y'all have a safe Monday evening. We're taking it to the house. Join us right back here tomorrow at 3 p.m. right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. If I don't get in touch with you soon, touch yourself. Bye.